The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Merry Christmas!
Woohoo!
There you go.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Yours is somewhere.
I got mine over here. You want to open yours now? Good. You know what it is you asked for. Merry Christmas to you, brother. Happy Hanukkah. How's Hanukkah going?
Hanukkah's going. Can I share something with you?
Yeah.
So we went with family vacation. We got back last night.
You went down to the beach.
We went down to the beach, and we got we had a lot going on. Had four of my son's friends staying with us, going in different directions. Leaving last night. Leaving this morning.
Does that, as a parent, your kid's over in Britain, over in the UK, at Oxford, and then he comes back, Does it bother you just a little bit that he's with his friends? I mean, I know you want him to be with his friends, but I mean, you don't see him very often.
No, not at all. These are friends that he's had since college. We love them. Yeah. They're like family. Yeah, yeah. So they're good kids.
Gotcha.
But it was about 9 o'clock last night, and my daughter, who, you know, is Episcopalian, she's like, "We haven't lit the candles." I'm like, oh. You know, this is a Jewish thing.
Didn't take the menorah with you?
No, we did. We did everything down there, but we came back, we were unloading, we're like, we haven't lit the candles, right? This is a very much a Jewish thing. The Reformed Jews, like, oh, crap, God, lit the candles. You know, so she pulled up, she's like, I got it. She pulled up on YouTube, there's just literally a 8-minute video of literally, I think it's to the last night, it's the fourth night, so there's four candles burnt. So she's holding it. The Jews in the room, we all said the prayer. And I thought it was so great coming from my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have this amazing ornament that is on our Christmas tree that is a Santa Claus holding like a globe, and the globe has a menorah on it.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's kind of like an interfaith thing, but it's very, you know, like a character-ish. It's not serious. And it is our favorite ornament because we are this wonderful interfaith family.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so we lit the candles last night,
good.
Sort of. Virtually.
All right, good.
Virtually.
All right.
Good. You keep talking.
All right,
Hi, good morning. I'm going to open my present.
No.
Wait till you see what I got you. You should open yours, too. Well, okay, then open yours. Okay.
These are my boys. As good friends.
Look at.
I hope they're big enough for your feet.
Yeah, I got some. Look at, can you see? Freud slippers.
Freudian slippers, get it?
Wait, you're never going to be able to open that one quickly on TV. That's bad for TV. Okay, go. Show them.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, and this is like
This is killer. This is perfect coming from a Jew.
Yes.
From the North.
But this is a, and it's very...
Oh, this is
there's awesome. A whole, of, like anything else,
yeah.
There's a whole Facebook community of...
I'm going to like this.
Of, like, artisanal, handcrafted...
Oh, this is
gone.
Awesome.
Handcrafted... See, look, like, it's some serious...
No, this is awesome.
This is not your... This is like a piece of art.
Look at this. This is
that's what I'm telling you.
Look at this.
Look at that. Do you see that? Flip it around so you can see the knuckles.
Wow, that is
awesome.
Amazing.
Like, I was blown away.
We did this. If you watched the Curry and Clemper show last week, you knew that we talked about some of these wonderful gifts. That is awesome. Thank you very much.
You are welcome, and thank you. I think we should show these on...
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's great. Oh, I love that. I was going to get you that, too.
I didn't see
anything. Look how sparkly it is.
It's very sparkly. I don't think you should burn it. That's always an issue with, like, nice candles.
You can't burn that, can you?
You can't. I mean, because look at that. Wonder whose hand that is.
It's a big hand.
There were some of them that were very, satanic-like.
Yeah.
Like this one.
The horns?
Yeah, this one, this had a little bit.
No, that's cool.
It's slightly creepy.
Thank you very much. That's awesome.
Just slightly creepy.
All right, so today here on the Curry and Clemper Show, we're going to be at Fox 6 later on this morning at 9:35. We were going to talk about, since it's going to be 11 degrees tomorrow morning, we were going to talk about how to keep relationships hot or warm during the holidays, and it is a problem because let's assume that your relationship is average and it's going okay. There's not going to be an imminent breakup. Mm-hmm. Things are going okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're into your eighth or ninth year. You know how things start to lag a little bit.
Okay.
Or maybe it's a relationship where things are fine. But I mean, the Christmas holidays not only bring a lot of pressure. Do you introduce her to the family?
There's so many topics.
At what point do you introduce her to the family? You've been dating her for 6 months. Is that long enough? Not, you know. And then Mike Dubberly, good morning, Buddy Little, and Al Cooper, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Mike Dubberly wanted to talk about, and we've all been in a situation where you know, I've got two brothers and a sister. They all do pretty well for each other. I've had my broke Christmases where I just didn't have any cash. And my sister-in-law actually did. She's got two kids, and they're like, "Hey, if you're wanting to get something for your," and they're my godchildren, they would love gas cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
ooh.
And I'm like, okay, there's 50-50, and then the other kids. The next thing you know, you're talking like $600-$700 in gas cards.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing, not to say that I'd want to receive anything in return, but it gets really expensive. And if you have one of those families where you bring everyone together, then I'm really, really close to my brother,
right?
My next brother, my oldest brother, I love him,
right?
But I don't go on vacation, I'm not super close, and so I would maybe get Jeff something, but maybe my brother Mike, because I don't know, and then maybe sometimes they get you something, because I wasn't going to get you anything, but I saw it, and I thought this is perfect, and then you feel bad because you didn't get them anything.
It's a cluster.
That's why we always do the white elephant thing.
White elephant
thing is fun. Oh. Don't get any gifts this year.
Yep.
And then there's always somebody in the family says, "Well, I want to get you a gift."
Right.
And okay, don't do that.
Don't
do,
right.
And then Nana,
and then you always do.
The Nana,
and it is this whole and then you find out at the last minute, you know, either directly or indirectly, that they're getting you something. Then you're scrambling, right? You're scrambling to get something, and it's what I just said. You're scrambling to get something.
Yeah.
I mean, and you care about it, but it gets to be this point, like, okay, well, I'll get him a piece of jewelry, or I get him a gift card, and it gets so ridiculous because we drive ourselves, A, into debt, and then B, if we're not driving ourselves into debt, if you have money, it's the scramble. I mean, you're just buying stuff.
There's Christmases where you're broke and you can't get anybody
anything,
and then you usually try to make something. I don't know, my brother one time, and it was one of the best Christmases I've got, he made everyone like birdhouses, and it was awesome because it was handmade.
Yeah, but that's, yeah.
But it was wood off his trees, off his land.
Okay, that's...
Which is super cool, because he put a lot of effort into it, and it didn't cost him anything, so it was great. And there's some Christmases where I've done really, really well, and wanted to get everyone a gift, because I'm doing pretty well, and then the next Christmas I was broke. So we'll get into that on Fox 6.
By the way, we did what we called our redneck white elephant Christmas.
Nice.
We had, like I think I told you, we had kids, young adults from Boston, St. Louis, and the Atlanta area. All the gifts, with the exception of two, were all from Buc-ee's.
Oh, nice.
And one kid was from L.A.
Yeah.
They didn't understand. Like, they, you know, like we had Buc-ee Beaver Nuts. Mm-hmm. And Buc-ee, and it took it literally. They were looking at it, and they didn't. And so finally, my daughter, she's like, "Let me show you an instructional video of this is what Buc-ee's is." And so last night, my son took three of them. They made a Buc-ee's run and went and got barbecue.
See, we always would have to say that our white elephant gift was something we already had in the house.
Yeah, a regifting. Yeah, we didn't do that. But
and
yes,
so my mom had this shoe bag. It's a brown shoe bag. It's about the length of a door, and it hangs over the back of your door, and it's got slots where you put shoes. And we used to make a joke about the shoe bag, but someone would show up with a shoe bag every year, and it would be re-gifted to someone else.
See, that's so...
And then the first year, I think Santo was maybe like 5 or 6, so Xavier was 3. We didn't have Lila yet, and we're up at my brother's and sister's up in Lawrenceburg, and my sister... and you put all the gifts and you draw numbers, whatever. And so I get this box and I open it up, and it was a dildo. And I was like, and there's kids there. And I'm going,
some ground rules.
Well, someone at an Indianapolis Colts game had thrown a dildo onto the football field, and they got it, and they thought this would be great for a white elephant gift. And it was funny. But again, it was 2:00 in the afternoon, and my kids are like, "What's that, Dad?" I'm like, and it was... We look back on it now. It was kind of funny, but it was pretty uncomfortable. All right, Volodymyr Zelensky, did you hear what he? Did you hear any of his speech last night?
I heard that this isn't charity, it's investment.
He speaks, we listen, we'll talk about that. Why we shouldn't let Ozzy Osbourne ever go back on stage again.
He
said something yesterday that was very definitive. We cannot allow him to sing again. We'll talk about that. Time to let your spigot drip. If you do, you probably need to go to a clinic. But we're talking different spigot. Now I've talked to three different people this morning. Some people say, turn your water off and make sure the lines are clean. And then other people are like, no, let it drip. And I'm like, which is it? And then someone told me this morning, I talked to some old man outside. Yeah. He said, make sure you check your water meter and make sure your water meter is covered with a towel because the water meter can freeze. And I'm like, unless I don't usually get into this stuff, it's going to be 11 degrees. Leave your cabinets open. If you got any outside lines.
Why do you leave your cabinets open?
Because you want heat from the house to get to your pipes, even inside the house.
Really? I'm going to call you later.
Inside the house, you should leave all your things because that heat will transfer down the line.
Oh,
if you've got, obviously, and your water's usually coming underground through your garage, and so you want to make sure your garage is, you know, if you want to put a space heater down there or whatever, but yeah, it's going to be for a couple nights. It's going to be colder even the next night. So we'll talk about that. We talked about Hanukkah continuing. Why you should never give is a...
Continue. It will Hanukkah, continue
day,
again.
Day five?
Yeah, tonight is day five.
There is a TikTok video going around that's been seen by 12 million people that you should never give this gift. It will end a relationship. It's not a gym membership or nothing stupid like that. This is an actual gift that if you give this gift, there is it's like a demon. It's like it will end your relationship. And even if they know you're going to give that gift, it will end the relationship. We'll talk about that.
Jeez.
We'll talk about nutcrackers, Christmas lights, and also some interesting rock news. Where do you want to start? Let me just say this. I was listening to NPR last night.
Those are some really nice reading glasses.
There are $79 women's glasses that I got. The pig doesn't have glasses, and so there's the only pair of glasses I had, and they're actually the best pair of glasses because I can't run them. Screw you. Merry Christmas. Fuck you. Did I say that on Christmas?
You just did.
In the same sentence, I said the F-bomb and Christmas.
You did. On live.
So I'm listening to NPR last night, and I knew Volodymyr Zelensky was in Washington, D.C. talking to both chambers. And it was great. Very moving.
Yeah.
And towards the end, he said, and he speaks very, very good English. And I thought it was hilarious because everyone on Twitter was saying he speaks better English than our president. which is a really He says, Christmas is coming up. And he got really quiet. And it was one of the few times where you see both chambers on the same side, right? You know, only one side's clapping, the side sitting. And he said, we will have candles lit in the Ukraine. Not because we want to make Christmas more romantic, but because we have no electricity. Of course, every problem I ever had, that son of a bitch just took my parking space. Or how am I going to, this is not going to show up to the 26th. Or every first world problem I had in my head was like out the window. And I thought, golly, God bless these people. And of course, everything was we, unification. We just allotted another $1.5, $1.6 billion to them.
Yep.
The Secretary of the Treasury was on 60 Minutes last week, and they said, how long can we continue to fund this war? And she said, for as long as it takes. It may be 10 years. We knew that if Russia won this war, it was going to be quick.
Yep.
If Ukraine wins, it's going to take years. And so he kept saying, you know, this is not a charity.
It's an investment.
This is an investment. And it is.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was amazing. And I think it's really important because now we're 9, 10, 11 months into it started last February.
300. Today was the 301st day that they've been in.
Thoughts and prayers for those people. And, it's now not the top story. It's about the fourth or fifth story.
Yeah.
If it makes the news at all, the only time it makes the news. Is because there's more airstrikes and other shooting. And the other thing I thought was really interesting, and Biden brought this up, is like, first of all, if Russia's got the second best military in the world, where is it?
Yeah.
I don't see it. I know they got nuclear capabilities, and I know they probably don't want to use it. We certainly don't want them to use it. But I'm like, if they're the second best armed force in the world, why isn't this over yet? If they truly wanted to take the land. The second thing is, and I do think it's there's a lot of propaganda here. I think they want it to last a little bit of a longer because they stay in the news.
Yep.
The fact that the Ukrainians are actually fighting back is pretty amazing thing. But I think it's important that we keep it topical and that people continue to think about those people certainly over the Christmas holidays. It's horrible. And, yeah. and we've got it so good here. And we welcomed them, and I thought it was great what they did. So
you know what you don't have on there?
What's that?
On your list of all the things, and it's a little sad, but yeah. did you see Mike Leach's memorial and Franco Harris?
I saw it on Tuesday. It was fantastic. It was amazing. I talked to a friend of mine yesterday about it. I said, you know, it's really sad. You know, we're going to be doing a show in 2023 called Wide Awake Wake, where we're going to memorialize rockers who aren't dead yet.
Because oh, that's right, you're going to do, yeah.
And Paul McCartney will be the first one to die. Hopefully we won't set a precedent here because we don't want these people to die. But no. but it's crazy that we have to remember and memorialize people and remember all the wonderful things they did after they pass away.
Yeah.
So we'll have that show. But, yeah, the Mike Leach thing was tough. And Franco Harris, the age of 72. Those guys, man, back in the 50s, 60s, and the early 70s, those were real guys. Those were real men. Getting shot up, well, coming back out playing. I mean, I don't know. They haven't said why he died or how he died.
Yeah, but...
But... Broken fingers and their helmets sucked.
I mean, we idolize that, but like they're running around.
Well, that's what it was for the time. That's what
I know.
And you're talking about guys. I had Bob Tatarik, who played for the Detroit Lions and the Buffalo Bills, that lived right next door to me when I lived off on South Howell Road, Gay Hill, and yeah, he'd play football. And then he had to go work now. See, he's like a school teacher.
Yeah, right.
He had to go work in the off season.
Right.
Because he wasn't making no money in the NFL.
Right.
And if he missed a play because he broke a finger, he'd lose his job. That's what they had to do. That's the way it was then. There weren't multi-million dollar contracts.
Yeah, but don't forget the money. Like, so step back. That's
what you do. That you're a football player. You break a finger, you crack a rib, you're back out there, you're playing.
See, that's...
You had to, or else you lose your job.
I understand that.
Okay,
but
if I told you you couldn't practice psychology anymore, if you don't do this one particular thing, it's going to be kind of painful, then you just say, screw it, and you have the money in your account.
Yeah.
No, you stick it out and you do it.
See.
You give it all up. But if you were broke right now and had no money, you do it.
Yeah, if I'm broke and had no money, I would go put myself at some risk. But what I'm saying is, to say, well, that's the way it was, and they were real men, it was the stupidest thing we ever did. Is we put these people absolutely in harm's way, and we don't even have to go into the CTE thing. I mean, like, in the name of sport.
But maybe the
But in the name of sport, that's the part that is just insane. Come on. Yeah. I mean, and we
it
can...
It is insane, but I mean, but times change. We adjust.
Yes, that's all I'm saying.
We're a lot smarter now. We used to have concussion protocol. There was three things. Concussion 1, 2, and 3. That's
right.
it. Now
right.
we know that concussions are like autism. There isn't one size that fits all. There's millions of different types of spectrums on with autism and certainly with concussions. And my point being is I don't know if the National Football League... Listen, we used to have guys that worked 7 days a week, 14 hours a day in the steel mills until the unions came along.
Yeah.
I mean, so things change.
No, but that's
all. But I think it's important to remember those people.
Absolutely.
And thank those people.
Absolutely.
And know that what we have today is because those people had to go through that pain of playing every single down, even with broken fingers. So, but Franco Harris?
Yeah.
Mean son of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was what it was. By the way, real quick, something I didn't mention. Your gal, Jeannie Buss.
Yeah, who's she?
Jay Moore.
Yes, that's right.
She's engaged to married comedian Jay Moore. How about that, huh?
Jeannie
it's a weird couple.
Jeannie Buss has had a fascinating.
How old is she? It's a weird looking
couple. She's probably 10 years older than us. She's probably in early 60s.
Really?
Yeah, she's a beautiful woman.
She looks good for her. Yeah. She looks
Lakers really still suck, although they're doing a little better.
They're hanging in there. Well, if AD could ever. Stay healthy.
Who's going to be it's not quite the same movie, but yeah.
All right, okay. So I want to get into some fun.
Can we do an NBA show, everyone, like just at some
point? Sure, whenever you want to start.
I need to get sponsorship.
So there's this thing called the shoe theory on TikTok.
Whoa.
There may be trouble afoot for lovers planning to gift sneakers, sandals, heels, loafers, or any other form of footwear to the significant other this Christmas.
Wait, I've done that.
Thanks to the terrifyingly trendy hashtag shoe theory hashtag, which has scared up more than 11.8 million TikTok views, Gen Z daters fear that giving a pair of shoes to a boyfriend or girlfriend will render them single before the new year. It's about the shoe theory. This is pretty wild. And evidently there are millions of stories about, that's really bizarre because everyone thinks it was going really good. And I told her she wanted a pair of shoes. I gave her a pair of shoes and a week later she's leaving me and I can't figure out why. Certainly bad luck.
Because she watched TikTok.
And it's a Chinese folklore thing, and it warns the bad luck.
Wait, stop.
Chinese folklore.
On TikTok.
Yes. Well, that's where it comes from, brother. That's where it comes from, because the word shu sounds familiar to the word evil in Mandarin, or rough in Cantonese, thereby signaling impending doom for the giver and the receiver.
Oh, we are so funny.
It warns that bad luck is sure to plague any relationship, including platonic friendships. I just gave you slippers.
I'm leaving now.
Dude, I didn't even think about that when I read the story.
Well, these aren't shoes. These aren't shoes. These aren't shoes.
It's footwear. Oh. I just gave my best friend slippers. I'm sorry. You can give them back. I'll return them.
It's all over now.
Don't put them on your feet. A May 2021 article on superstitious folklore by the University of Southern California. This is great. This is where you come into play. Know that calling something a superstition does not mean the belief is untrue.
No, absolutely not.
It simply means it has no scientific acceptance.
Right.
The researchers continue whether a folk believe it to be true or not. Some may find it comforting to adhere to it rather than run the risk that a loved one will leave or be injured.
Absolutely.
So if you think that maybe there's this thought that giving someone shoe wear, I'm sure shoe people are hating this right now. Skechers is like, what the hell? We just spent $13 million on a new Skechers.
You know, I just heard, you know, they're washable.
Yeah. So to go along with this.
This is like cult. Like, I love this.
No, the Gen Zers are really, really funny. I'm starting to watch TikTok just because
they're idiots.
I absolutely love it. The Nutcracker.
You're not supposed to do that either.
TikTok came out last week. Do you know what they were saying?
What? Like, this is the Nutcracker.
Gen Zers didn't know what a Nutcracker was really for.
Well, what
they thought it was just a Christmas statue that you put up.
Yeah.
And some guy's like, it's a nutcracker.
Oh,
and they're like,
yeah,
but what is it? Where did it come from? They're like, it cracks nuts. They're like, what?
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, you put a nut in its mouth, and that's what a nutcracker is. They're like, oh.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's not that they're idiots. We're at flipping old.
They're idiots.
Oh, come on.
It's called a nutcracker.
Well, okay, first, stop.
And you don't know what a nut... They think it's something that's from some ballet or somewhere, and they just get it out of the box.
Okay, first of all, it is TikTok.
Now, the question would be, why aren't we having nutcrackers out 365 days a year? Because we eat nuts more outside Christmas than... Oh. I'm a walnut guy, man. I haven't got my first bag of walnuts yet.
Walnuts.
Oh, man, the crack. Anything you have to work at a little bit.
That was such a 70s thing. Did your parents have nuts?
Oh, we
out with the cracker, like, for when people came over?
Oh, yeah.
With the cracker.
Even a piece of
we should bring that back. Because
it's already still here.
No, it's not.
Dude, I went to Publix last night, and the first display was all bags of walnuts.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. That's not the part. What I'm talking about is, you know, when's the last time you went to somebody's house who was under 40, 50?
Yeah.
And they had a bucket or a bag or a
last
display.
Night.
Who?
Robbie Glenn.
How old is he?
He's probably...
Was it walnuts only, or was it
mixed? Robbie, he's watching right now.
Was it mixed nuts?
How old are you, Robbie? I think I saw
hazelnuts? Brazil nuts?
They're walnuts.
No, not just walnuts.
You can't crack a Brazil
nut. Yes, you can.
Really hard to break a nutcracker.
No, not that kind of nutcracker.
I used to go to my brother's, and he had a hammer.
Really?
He's like, screw that nutcrackers. Yeah, the hand nutcracker.
Yeah, that's what my parents had, and it was in a brown.
Now, did you have the utensils to?
Yes, and it was in a brown that looked sort of like a nut, and they had all kinds.
Oh,
of
hell, almonds. Robbie's 53. Sorry, Robbie. Yeah.
Okay, so shit. So they had almonds. They had all kinds of different ones in there.
Yeah.
And people would come over, and you know, it was like, it was kind of weird because it wasn't just when we had, you know, when you have a party, then you have things out there. But my parents had it out all the time.
Can I tell you something real quick because I know he's watching?
Yeah.
Robbie's a good friend of mine. He's a striker strong. Yes. His son's striker, and we do golf tournaments and stuff. And
yes.
I'm totally engaged in an intimate way with his family, not only because he posts a lot of stuff here on Facebook, but he's just a hell of a guy. And his wife, Lindsay, is salt of the earth. She's unbelievable. So he's been inviting me to come over to his house. And I've been kind of going through my own thing. And then I come to find out he lives 6 minutes away from here.
Really?
So I was going to Publix. I said, well, on the way out, I'll come around. I've never seen Stryker. I've seen millions of videos. Yeah. He's a superstar. And he's got a beautiful story and a beautiful family. And so I said, I only got a few minutes because I needed to get up there by 6 o'clock. And so I stopped by and saw Stryker. He was doing great, watching Mickey Mouse videos and stuff, watching Goofy. And Robbie's wife comes downstairs, and I've met her like a million times. And I remember meeting her a million times. She's very striking. She's very attractive. She's just a beautiful person inside and out. And I extended my hand. I'm like, hi. She's like, dumbass, you already know who I am. I'm like, but because I was in someone else's home, and it was another man's wife.
Wait, but you've met her a million times?
Yeah, in passing. You know, I mean, it's not like we've had dinner together or anything. But I told him, he's like, dude, you've met my wife 15 times. What was that whole I'm Tony Curry thing? And I said, I'm sorry, I'm a dork. I said, I'm used to going out and meeting people in places, and I meet a lot of people. And I only had a period of time, and I get a little anxious when I'm in someone else's
home.
No,
that was an anxious thing.
Because a striker, you got to take your shoes off and use your umbrella.
That's what I was gonna say.
I am very, when I'm in someone else's home.
Yeah.
It's a blessing. Like people coming in my. It's not that I don't like people coming in my.
No, nobody's allowed to come in your house.
It's special if you come in my house.
Don't drop by. You have to call.
The fact that I leave the front door open for you should tell you how much I love
you.
Right,
but nobody else can.
No, I don't allow people just to come.
No, I know.
I actually invited my neighbors over. I said, anytime you want to come over. And I was like, what the hell am I doing? I don't want them to come over. I don't even know who these people are. Don't. I backed up. I was like, you know, but call me first. Right. Just give me a call, and I'll make sure I don't answer. Anyway, I love Robbie. I love Stryker Strong. I love his wife, Lindsay. And I promise you, next time I see your wife, I'll know her.
You bring some nuts?
I get really weird around other guys' wives.
You do. I've seen even with Jules, who you are totally comfortable with.
I just feel like it's a real respect thing for me. And that is your wife. Not to say I'm a hit on her. Now, Robbie's wife is like, and your wife is better. I've already said she has a great rack. Jules has got a great rack. You should tell her that more often. Maybe you'd see it more often. She's got a killer rack. I knew that when my kids were going to see her for therapy at her office. And before I knew you. So I'm always kind of like, because I've been around a lot of goofball dudes, and of course she came and gave me a hug, but they're a great family, and I prayed for them. I put them up last night and did a special thing.
You know what's great about you doing this?
What's that?
Like all this.
Yeah.
People get to see a side of you that when you were on air in a different capacity, you never got to see.
Yeah, I'm boring.
You didn't get. No, that's not boring which way.
No, when I got someone to play off of, it's
no, but like you get to see, like we didn't see that much when you did sports. We definitely didn't see it that much when you did music.
Yeah.
Like we just didn't see it as much. You get to see that. Now you're still dropping F-bombs, so like not everything has changed.
Did I drop an F-bomb?
You dropped an F-bomb, but you're wearing like women's reading glasses.
I am in flippers.
I did see. You're a whole, like. Oh.
The other thing that came out on TikTok. Did you know that when you buy Christmas lights, there's one bulb in the package that's half red and half white? What does this bulb do?
I don't know. It's a test? It's like a test bulb?
No, it's the one that makes them blink.
Oh, I don't know. I'm Jewish.
What? So
every one of them can blink? Or not blink?
Yes, and a regular strand of Christmas lights, and there's a 17-year-old going, I don't know what this bulb's
for. Wait, so if you put that one in, they'll all blink?
Yeah, the lights blink. It's the blinker light. You didn't know that?
So every year that I've had lights that are just playing,
if it has that red and white
you can choose.
Yeah, you can leave them on, or you can stick the red and white bulb. Now, I don't know if they've got it for LEDs. I mean, the LED lights just blink themselves.
Look at you. That's
amazing. You put the red and white now Christmas lights are like 39 cents because no one buys them anymore. But you can put the red and white bulb in.
Look at
and
that.
They'll light.
You should, did you go on TikTok? Oh, yeah, it's already on TikTok. No, you can learn everything you need to know on TikTok. Everything.
They have commercials saying that.
What?
Learn from the TikTok hacks.
You can.
All right. We have a ton to get into, and we're on Fox 6 here in about 40 minutes, and we're going to still be doing the show when we get there. Henry and Claypa show, we'll podcast this, and you can also watch our Fox 6 segment a little bit later on. The Prince of Darkness was seen yesterday. I want to show you this picture. They said he looked really frail. I mean, he looks like Ozzy Osbourne. He looks like Ozzy Osbourne. He's at a grocery store. He looks like hell.
He looks, I know,
he's
but
frail.
You know, you know what it is, because he doesn't have, like, makeup on. He doesn't have.
Yeah, but his hair is dark, but his hair is gray. I mean, he's had his hair colored.
Oh,
so he was asked about the tour. He just played like the halftime of some football game or something a few weeks ago and sang a couple songs and killed it. Did great.
Lindsey Stanley.
He was asked about going on tour and he said, listen to this, it's where I belong.
Yep.
The relationship I have with my audience is the biggest love affair of my life.
Yes. Okay.
We know that he will do anything to get back on stage.
Yep.
And I'm not sure. He just had, I think he won it. Did he not win a Grammy this year? He had like a number one album. I mean, the guy's. Yeah, he did. He had a number one in 2022. He had a number one album. I was born. It was number one for a week. It's got Eric Clapton. It's got a bunch of different people on it.
It's got everybody.
He said, I am determined. No, this is the one. Psychologically. Yes. I am determined to get him back on stage, even if I have to be nailed to a board and wheeled on. Survival is my legacy.
That's interesting. Okay, so that's
okay. So that's I'm glad you think so there. Because yeah, the first thing I thought of is
that's some deep shit there.
Now I've told a story about my mom and my grandpa. My grandpa had dementia, was in the hospital for 8 years. Would get sick, he'd go back in. They just left him in there. He may have had his own wing at Bethesda North, mm-hmm. up in Cincinnati, and was just draining every dime they had. And finally, my mom, around this time of the year, said, I'm going to see your grandpa. Do you want to go? And I walked in, saw grandpa. He didn't know who I was. He was incoherent. She goes, let me speak to grandpa alone for a minute. I walked outside the door, and I peeked through the door, and I saw her hold his hand and said, Dad, I forgive you. You can go now. And he was gone, in 30 seconds.
Yep.
I have this feeling that if Ozzy Osbourne goes back on stage, he's dead meat.
Oh, he's dead meat.
Yeah, because survival is his legacy. He wants to be on stage so bad, and if this is his dying will to die on stage, as long as he's not on stage, he will continue to live.
See, I thought of exactly the opposite.
Think about it.
No, I took exactly the opposite.
If that's what he has to do to gain the purpose of his life and his legacy, as he says,
to be on stage.
To be on stage to provide that joy to rock and rollers.
Then
as long as he can't do it, he will stay alive until he gets that point.
That's deep.
It's like Bobby Bowden saying, I don't want to stop coaching football because he was afraid he's going to pull a Bear Bryant. The minute Bear Bryant stopped coaching football, he died.
So, but this is, that's got a twist. That's.
Am I off there?
That's one of these. That's some Freud.
Do not put it on. I do not want you to leave me.
No, that makes sense. I was thinking of it more the other way, that his desire to be on stage is what he's living for.
Yeah.
And that should he be able to be on stage, it won't be the end. That he needs a little
not
bit.
Not immediately. But at some point, it sounds like he wants to die in the middle of.
Oh, now you're getting really. Now you're getting morbid.
I think he wants to die on stage. I think he'd say he wants to die on stage. I think he could probably go to Sharon and say, tonight's my last night. This is my encore. I'll be done after tonight. I think he can. I think he may be at a point in his life. Maybe not. He's 72, 73.
Well, yeah. But
maybe at this point. But I do think there will come a time when Ozzy Osbourne can write his own story and say, "Tonight is the last show I'm doing."
Yeah. And then he'll die right after a short period of time. Well, so that makes, I mean, okay.
Now, I'm not saying we should keep him off stage, because obviously if that's what you want.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We don't keep him off stage, right? Because it's.
But I do think as long as he's not on stage, he has the will to get back on stage, and he will continue to live till he gets to that point.
See, yeah. I'll give you that. No,
my grandfather wanted the forgiveness of his
daughter.
Yeah.
But I also think you wonder if he gets on stage and he's able to do it. Is he going to say, okay, I've done it, now my story is sealed? Well, first of all, is he going to get on stage once, or is it going to be a tour? Do you see what I mean? Because he could go, okay, well, I'm going to get on stage.
The way I would write it is he does a tour.
And it's the last.
50 to 100 dates. And
last thing, and he dies. On stage.
Yeah.
That'd be very Ozzy Osbourne. I don't know.
Unless he's loving it so much, obviously would.
But you see what I'm saying?
But then he just probably never stopped touring.
And that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. See, I think that if you told him that there was no way that he could be up on stage, we're not going to allow it, the tour promoters.
That's a good point.
Then he's done. I think.
But he just said, nail me on a board and wheel me out. That he will be on stage one way or another.
Right.
Well, he can't sing.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. I don't think he's doing it in order to then seal his fate. He's saying, I no matter what my state is, I want to be out on that stage. That's how I see it. And I think that if he's able to be out on that stage once, then it will reinforce and he will try to do it again and again and again. And I think that the reason that he may die on stage is not because he says, I am done and I'm ready to go. He's just, dying doing what he loves.
And what's really interesting about this is the first rock and roller that has said, basically, I can't live my life or die peacefully unless I'm doing something I absolutely love, and that is being on stage and playing for my fans. Whereas most rock and rollers, like Sammy Hagar, are saying, I'm just too old to do it, the only way I can live is to stay off the stage.
Yeah.
He's saying the only way I can live and die peacefully is to be back on stage, which is really interesting. And that, dude, Ozzy Osbourne fans...
Yeah.
Are loving this. This is like Tom Brady at the age of 50 throwing 75 picks a year and one touchdown, saying, if I give this up, and true fans absolutely love the fact that a 72-year-old is saying, I've got to feel that energy from my fan base.
Yeah. He's...
That's like Nick Saban saying, man, show up for the Law Monroe game and make sure we can hear you, because it's super important. And when those fans do, they go nuts. They go rabid.
He's only 72.
Yeah. Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick turned 74 today. I've got a drum head from Rick Nielsen.
I almost had him do you a cameo.
He's kind of... I saw him on American Pickers. He's a little off. Pamela Corson. Do you know who she is?
The name's... Was she on
Baywatch?
She's
really interesting. No. No, but she could have been back in the 60s. She was Jim Morrison's girlfriend when he died. And I didn't realize this. You know the 27 Club?
Yeah.
You have Janis Joplin. You have Jimi Hendrix. You had Jim Morrison. Kurt Cobain. You had Amy Winehouse.
Oh,
did you know Paula Corson? Jim Morrison dies at the age of 27. She was left his fortune. She was in courts for a couple of years. She also died at the age of 27. She died 3 years after Jim Morrison died. I never knew. I should know that because I'm a classic rock guy. Jim Morrison's girlfriend died at the age of 27, just like Jim Morrison did. Is that crazy?
That is on TikTok?
No, it's not on TikTok. The last number one song. I love the end of the year because you get all these end of the year lists. The number one, if you can tell me this, I'll give you a $100 bill out of my pocket right now if I've got one.
Yep.
The last number one song of the decade of the 70s posted today on December 22nd, 1979. It is known as it's like Mr. Irrelevant. It's the last number one song, not only of 1979, but of the decade of the 70s. And I'll tell you right now, it's not a disco song.
Something by like Pablo Cruz?
Close.
Ambrosia?
Kinda. It'd be perfect for Yacht Rock weekends here on Tony Curry Radio.
Dylan Dan, John Forcoli.
If I say Rupert Holmes, what you thinking?
No way.
The Pina Colada song was the last number one song of the decade of the 70s.
You like that song or you hate that song?
When it came out, it was a great song. It was the first time we had heard a story of a great song, because I think a lot of couples listen to it, because if you've heard the words to it, obviously it's about a guy and a girl who are going in different directions. They write out personal ads and they find out that the person looking for is them.
Did Rupert Holmes the same one did Key Largo?
No, it's Bertie Higgins.
Oh, Bertie Higgins, okay.
Yeah. And then Jay Ferguson did Thunder Island. For some reason, I get those three songs always confused. It's amazing you said that. Those three songs are always like...
People either love... I wish you could do that on Fox. People either love those songs. Yeah. Like that song, Pina Colada song, is by my family, is universally hated except for me.
I mentioned several times on the show, I brought Stevie Ray Vaughan on stage at Oak Mountain Amphitheater about a month before he died in his helicopter crash. One of the nicest guys I ever met. I got his autograph. It's something I cherish. I wasn't really a big Stevie Ray Vaughan fan until he passed away. Yeah. We didn't play his music at all until he died. Yeah. And then we started playing the Texas Flow. We're playing everything, Pride and Joy and all that stuff. The guy who opened up for him was Joe Cocker. And he was also, Joe always looked like he just got out of a washing machine. But he could sing his ass off.
Did he have some... Well, I always wondered, did he have some sort of...
No, this is Joe.
The weird...
Of course, he played at Woodstock. He just...
Dude, all the weird stuff? All the weird...
Delta Lady is one of my favorite songs. High Time to Win.
But he didn't have, like, tardive dyskinesia or anything?
No. Wasn't on the... Well, I say Avery Rogers probably on the spectrum. But anyway, he died 8 years ago today.
Only 8 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that kind of crazy? All right, so... we only have a few more minutes here. We got to get going for Fox 6. We'll be up at 9:30 this morning. We're talking about holiday stuff. I don't know.
We'll just take it off.
It's Dub's show. Oh, it's Janice's show. But Dub's,
I think she's awesome. Michael, dude, we have to. We Mike is, he's a consummate professional.
He's awesome. They're all awesome.
They're all awesome.
We love them. We love Fox 6.
I think he knows. I think he knows that. I mean, I think there's a trust, enough trust that he knows. And I think this is really important in that relationship. They know that we're there to push a little bit, but within the realm of acceptability for Fox, which is so great because they stretch it, particularly that extra hour.
Now, we have offered to give them our services for free.
Yes.
Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10. We'll take that last half an hour, then go grab some breakfast, lunch, go get a cup of coffee. We can do it. We've done shows on the OTT. We can do this. So we're available from 9:30 to 10. Whenever you see a radio personality on a TV station, there are two things that are happening. I'm going to give you a little secret here. Two things that are happening. First of all, the radio personality looks like shit. They look like they should be on radio. Radio personalities are goofball looking. They really are. We're not like that.
No.
They're usually wearing a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Their hair's all messed up. Yeah. They look like they just got out of bed.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you're on television. Make yourself presentable, for God's sakes. They look like there's some truth in being said you have a face for radio.
Yep.
The second thing is, they have to put them on. There are relationships with radio stations. Like Jeff Tyson. Now, Jeff is a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
He could do television if he wanted to.
Yeah.
But there's a relationship with TV and radio stations where if you use their meteorologist, we're using James Spann or J.P. Dice.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Then you're going to give us a... But that's usually like a 30-second clip. It's something that's recorded.
Yes.
And, hey, I'm so-and-so in Q105.
Yeah,
come join me. And they're talking. And they get like 30 seconds. And then the TV person is like, all right, get this loser out of here. Okay, you got your 30 seconds. Now get out of here. Talk about... Q107, the morning zoo, or whatever, and get out of here. When we're on Fox 6.
6 minutes, baby.
We have a partnership with them because you're their official psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to you is the reason I'm on.
Yeah, but they know you.
We've been in their offices. We've had meetings with them. They've offered us shows. And the fact that they have us on every single Thursday and they don't have to.
Yeah.
Is like something that I will never take for granted. And I
agree.
Respect that. And I love that. And I've known Janice. We used to go to the circuit together. I love her. I love Mike Deverly. I've raced in races with him. I love everyone up at Fox 6. They are the coolest and best television station we have in town. And I'd say in the country. I mean, I don't know. There's not too many TV people that are cool like they are.
Mm-mm.
And what they do on television, like you give a television person 45 seconds to do whatever they want.
Yeah. Because there's no teleprompter.
They just want to throw it. So should we check the weather? It's going to be cold tonight. I hope you got your spigots running. You give Mike Deverly and Janice Rogers 45 seconds, they may get a new show out of it. That's how good they are.
I think everybody, every one of their anchors, even some of their younger anchors, have a level of comfort. And, you know, I've done TV in this market since I've been here. I've done every... station.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them have a let, like Steve Crocker.
Yeah.
Steve Crocker's the coolest dude I've ever met. Like, he just, but they have a level of comfort so that even when they're doing teleprompter, which they all do, and they're reporting the news, when there is, I don't know if you've seen this, in the teleprompter there'll be a news and then it'll say ad lib 15 seconds or whatever. You know, there's a little, and they just, they're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They've known each other for a long time. They have a great mix on that station of, you know, veterans and younger people. And you feel like they're just telling you the news.
Yeah.
Not that they're reporting the news.
They're great. They have wonderful chemistry. And you can't emulate chemistry. You can't make chemistry happen. chemistry is either there or it's not.
That's right.
Usually the longer you're with somebody, that's the better the chemistry gets to an extent.
That's right, that's right.
But you can tell they respect each other, they love each other, and they go out and have lunch together. And I love that. And when you have a show like that where you work together for 6-7 hours every day and you like to hang out, call each other off hours, or get a great show idea, whatever like that, they do that with us. So we greatly appreciate that. We're not saying that to blow smoke up their ass. We just appreciate it. But if you look at it, smoke up your ass, and it works, then take it and watch it 4 or 5 times, Mike. and we'll go whatever direction you want to go. So, all right, download the TKR app.
do you think he's watching right now?
He likes all of our posts.
No, I know. But he's doing the news.
No, but he'll watch it later.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll watch it later.
Okay.
Our Damon Johnson Christmas special is running right now.
Good.
Go to Spotify. It's a 2-hour Christmas special. It's got some Frank and some Vince and stuff like that in it, but it's got some great classic rock songs that he handpicked. It's a 2-hour Christmas special on Spotify. It's the Damon Johnson Show. It's fantastic. By the way, he's going back on the road with Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top next summer. And, of course, he's doing his Big Brother Kane thing to remember. And
so he's a grandfather.
I know, right?
Isn't that crazy? Actually, they're all grandfathers.
He's rocking, man. He's living the good life right now. I'm so happy for him because he's worked his ass off to get to where he's at. Yeah. And I'm just so happy for him. He's a great guy. When in Rome with Stuart Rome, another show we do with the Woodhouse Baseball. I want to mention them because you only have 3 more days. Coming up on Christmas Day, they're taking their specials off their website. I'll go to Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. I got my daughter, my 10-year-old daughter, a gift card yesterday. I'm using the gift card you got me
to get
the week. Well, I'm getting my kids on Christmas. I'm getting them for a week. I'm going to start the new year off with a 110-minute massage.
Wonderful.
I got that week. It's going to be rather than do it now.
Yeah. No.
Life's good right now. Yeah, I look forward to Dr. Josh. You have to have something to look forward to. And if you can set something up, that's why I used to always go in Vegas in January. Yep. That way I get out of the holidays, I got something, boom, that catapults me to 2023. So I'm going to get my
one. For a last minute gift,
yeah,
they are the best. Because you can do an e-card, you can do an e-gift certificate.
90 seconds it took me to get on their site.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't have to do an account.
No,
they didn't pressure me. Other specials didn't show up.
Nope.
In 90 seconds, I was in and out. You can do a gift card colored.
Yeah.
You can do your own color thing. You can write a note on it.
It
can be super special. It's not just printing off something with a QR code on it. So, yeah, they do wonderful work. And Stuart's been fantastic. He does a show where he picks 5 or 6 songs to theme. This week he did really cold songs because we have, obviously, this weather coming in. So stay warm tomorrow. I hope you're off. If you're traveling, try to get there before it hits. If you're traveling,
we know we didn't talk about, dang.
What?
Bomb cyclone.
Yeah.
Bomb cyclone.
Mm-hmm. We're supposed to, we make a little snow here, which would be super cold. I'd love to see some
This
snow
is a once in a generational
mm-hmm.
freeze.
Yeah.
And a bomb cyclone.
Wind chill of minus 10 degrees or something.
That's here.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I love it. It's wintertime. It's Christmas time.
I got to go find my jacket.
Yeah, I got you. And I like the fact that Christmas actually falls on a Sunday this year. First of all, for Catholics, it's great because it's 2-for-1. You go Sunday.
You get them both in. That's good for you.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. I'm getting a 2-for-1. And it's funny because a lot of Catholics who don't go to church regularly will say because they only go to church twice a year, that's Easter and Christmas, and those are the longest masses of the year, and that's why they don't go.
Right.
I'm like, dude, go 7 o'clock on Sunday morning, you're in and out in 35 minutes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's Episcopalian style. That's how they do Episcopalian.
He reads
his
homilies. They're no longer than 6 or 7 minutes long. We had a guy named Father Brennan, who I loved. He lived in the rectory with over 100 cats. When he died and the new guy came in, Father Sayre, they had to pretty much raise the place because it was just nasty. But he would get up there and he would start doing his homilies with obviously no papers. And he would go half an hour, 35, 40, sometimes he'd nod off and then he'd come back and then he'd start over again. And of course, I'm a server, right? So I'm sitting up there, on either side of him.
Kicking him just to keep him up?
Father Brennan. Good times. All right. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas.
You.
I love you. Thank you for my wonderful candle. I'm not going to burn it.
Okay. I'm not going to touch the shoes now.
You should debunk. You know what you should do?
I just
put them on, wear them for a full day and say I'm still best friends with my friend Tony
Curry,
so we're good to go. If they're too small, let me know and I'll send them back.
But no, I think they're small feet. What size are they? Please don't tell
they're
me.
They're mediums.
That's fine.
9 to 11s, I think.
Oh, yeah.
See, but your toes come out here. Look. Your toes go in the tongue.
Oh, they go in the tongue. So, you can, yeah. So if you wiggle your toes, Freud talks.
Yes, you can talk. Look. Hello. Give me a Freudian slip.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's so good. I got something to do on Christmas now.
You think Jules will like them or she scoff?
No, they'll say she'll like them, and then I have a tendency to beat it to a dead horse.
Of course you do.
Right, so I'll walk around and I'll be...
Will you make a video of this and post it?
Yeah, on Instagram. Well, I'll give it to you, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what you do?
Put it on TikTok.
Okay, well, I'm going to help you out here.
What?
Are we going to stay grounded?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some analogies you can use with slippers. Are you going to slip in? Are you going to slip into 2023 as opposed to try to do all your New Year's
resolutions?
No New Year's resolutions. Let's slip into 2023. Mm. You could do a whole thing. This would be funny. You should do a whole thing where you're actually doing Freudian slips. Accidentally going, I can't believe I just said boobs. And I meant to say cyclone bomb. Say cyclone boobies. Up Freudian slip. And I go, I hear my slippers.
I can't do that. I don't have your talent to do that.
What else? What else could you do? Think about keeping your feet on the ground, being comfortable.
Slipping into a warm place.
Slipping into the... Yeah.
Feeling cuddled and
secure. What was of all the Freudian stuff, what was he most famous for? If you say Sigmund Freud, what do people...
I mean, the psychosexual stuff. So all the... anal retentive stuff, the Oedipus complex where the son falls in love, the young child falls in love with his mother, young, and rejects father and really wants to castrate him.
Yeah. Jeez, really?
Yeah, he got real deep. But, you see, I'm a big fan of Freud because if you peel back some of that stuff,
yeah.
You see this all the time. Sons and mothers have this bond, and a lot of time there's jealousy between the son and the father for mm-hmm. kind of competing for attention. That happens all the time. The whole oral fixation stuff,
yeah.
That was all Freud. That, you know, the oral fixation, because most of us were either breastfed or bottle fed.
Is there any Freudian to
the anal retentive?
Pubescent or 12, 13, 14, falling in love with your next door neighbor?
No.
Like
that's puberty.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Let's try.
There was a kid down the street.
You want to hear? You want to? Okay, quick. I'll give you one thing. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, there was a kid down the street named Scott Moffitt and his mother, and she was very, very attractive, and her husband was the superintendent of the schools. Mm-hmm. And then Mrs. Fye, who lived next door, I just had a huge crush on her when I was young.
That's just
13, 14 years old.
That's puberty.
Oh, okay.
That's just puberty.
That's not Freud.
So I'm going to tell you just 30 seconds. I'm going to tell you about. You ever heard about anal retentive? People are very, you know, who are anal retentive. They're very detail oriented and control. You know where it comes from?
Where?
So what Freud said was there's different developmental stages,
mm-hmm.
and when a child is about whatever potty training age is, 2-ish, 3-ish. Mm-hmm. The child has no control in their world, if you think about it. Your two-year-old, you can't do anything. Everything is done either for them, and particularly a two-year-old, they're trying to do things, parents take stuff away. The only thing they control is their poop, right? Because they can hold it in,
mm-hmm.
right? Nobody can make them poop. So the anal retentive part is a whole developmental stage where the child is exerting his or her autonomy by holding their crap in, and every parent who has ever potty trained has been there. Right, where the child's like doing that
I'll
fancy
give you a quarter deals. If you go poop for me.
Yeah, that's exactly. And so it becomes this, it's kind of this battle, right? You know, come on, just go to the bathroom. I don't have to go to the bathroom. And what Freud said was, to the extent that that stage is very, there's a lot of conflict, a lot of yelling and screaming, that child will then develop into an adult, not who holds a poop in, but who tends to be more controlling and wanting to be controlling and detail-oriented and controlling, because as a child, they were prevented from doing that very thing that they had most control.
And there is your Freudian Instagram post from Dr. Josh Klepo, because I know you're rolling. I love that. All right, have yourself a great day. Merry Christmas. Back in tomorrow morning. Stay warm. I've heard two things. You either empty your pipes and don't let the water flow, if the water's out. And most people who cut the water, most people that cut the water off down in the basement, it cuts the water off to the house. If you can cut the water off to just the outdoor spigots, you have multiple cutoff points, then that's what you want to do. Or drip. You let it drip
with a towel,
but put a towel over it. And a friend of mine just went to Lowe's this morning. They got a new shipment of faucet covers, and you just put the faucet cover over the top and use as whatever. But we don't need them that much down here. But they've sold like 80 of them this morning, so that's something you can do as well.
And open the cabinets. I
want to and open the cabinets. And a lot of people are like, "Why should I have to open the cabinets in the house?"
That's
open
so
house.
Smart.
Yeah. So do that.
When all right. Talk.
We'll be on Fox 6 in about 20 minutes. Thanks again for watching this morning. We love you and Merry Christmas. And hope you don't have any Freudian slips. Look at this right here, man. I love this. This is like the coolest.
Isn't that cool?
Look at that, baby.
Isn't that cool?
You know what? I think I will burn this at some point in my life.
Yeah.
But for a very, very special occasion.
Not yet.
Yeah. All right. Have a great day. Love you. See you.
Happy holidays.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.